from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So I've got boob news to brighten your day, because we all like boobies here on the show.
Certainly.
I'll show you my boobs. This is a woman. Her name is... It's spelled E-I-L-A, so I'm going to go Ila.
E-L-I-A?
No. E-I-L-A. So I'm going to go Ila Adams.
Sounds about right.
She is a Canadian content creator. As a matter of fact, she's on the Naked News in Toronto.
There's Naked News, huh?
Yeah, you haven't seen those?
No. Didn't the Playboy Channel used to do that?
Yeah, they give newscasts and the ladies are naked.
I didn't know that was still a thing. Seems a bit antiquated, but okay.
Gotta believe there's still a market for it.
Oh, yeah, I see her here, except she's not naked.
There will always be a market for that. Well, anyway.
I'm seeing her do the Naked News, but she's not naked.
Oh, she'll get there.
Okay.
So she has taken to a little bit of a trend in New York City, where she is going to all the New York City touristy spots, the hot spots.
Sure.
And she's flashing her boobies out there.
Okay.
To all the people, and she's posted pictures of it.
That's fantastic. Where can I see these?
Well, it's great.
You know what, Sue and I did a story on this when you were out. It was a Russian gal, though, and the Russians wanted her because she was like...
Yeah, she was like
she
wanted.
Was putting her up tops out at like Russian landmarks, and they're like, not in our country.
She was going around
to
like...
to France or something.
She had to leave the country.
It's become a trend. I don't know if this gal started it, but they're basically doing it with the idea of gender equality in mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because in New York City, apparently, like for the last 30 years, it's actually been legal to be topless for women in New York City.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I think I remember something about that. Didn't Bruce Willis's kids do something with this? I think one of the Willis sisters... Rumor Willis was running around New York topless and was like, yeah, it's legal. It's legal, so I'm doing this.
And so women are using that as men walk around without their shirts on all the time.
And can I say...
Why can't we?
To women that are protesting, like I saw recently in France... I don't know what they were angry about. They're angry about the patriarchy, but a bunch of women got topless and then wore like 1950s
like maids outfits,
outfits, and then like scrubbed the floor of like some French.
I saw this
tourist thing.
Yeah,
and people were like, "So you're angry at men and like sexism and all that, but the exact people that you're angry about." You're doing like the greatest thing in the world because they just get to objectify you even more because you're like scrubbing the floor in a 1950s outfit topless.
You're getting skimpy and doing chores. Like the people who've put you down, they want to see this.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. Like the people like the slut movement and like the slut walk and like free the nipple. Like who are you is there any dude out there that's like, this is outrageous? You're giving all the sexist bastards that you hate, you're giving them like exactly what they want. And by the way, her Twitter account is like, she goes full Monty.
Well, yeah, I just told you.
Yeah.
Did you think I was lying to you?
No, it's just that when I saw her, she seemed very, kind of cheeky and tame. Her Twitter account is neither,
That's what she does.
Shows you some cheekies?
Oh, she shows more than that. Yeah. She's creating content.
She says, tees can light up a person's day, and if you don't like it, don't look.
Well, who doesn't like it?
Well, I think a lot of people probably don't.
I don't think so.
Oh, I do.
I'm offended.
I guarantee you moms everywhere are offended, or dads. And think of the children or all the prudes. Or all the churchgoers.
Moms, yes. This is my... Like, any guy or churchgoer that claims to hate this, they only do it because they have to pretend. But deep down, they love it, just like the rest of us.
And if you're asking if she's cute, yes.
Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say she's not like, you know.
She's cute.
She's cute. And she's naked.
Yeah. She likes to get naked.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I'm just, I'm fascinated at this whole, you know, everyone's going to hate this. No, they're not. Everyone's going to love it. We do this nowadays where we pretend that we're rebelling against something by doing something shocking, when in reality, it's not shocking at all. In fact, the vast majority of people are on board with it. It's like you're trying to create controversy, but in reality, you're just doing something that everyone's like, hell yeah.
And for those of you asking as well, real or fake up tops, those are homegrown potatoes.
Yeah.
Very real.
She's fighting against the patriarchy by being naked and giving the patriarchy something to look at. All right.
And you have to be 18 to see her pictures.
No, you don't. Just go on Twitter.
Oh, well, I was looking at Instagram. The Insta.
Yeah, don't go to Instagram. Instagram is edited. Twitter is not. And let me tell you something. Her Twitter account is...
Yeah, good stuff.
And
I'm going to give her a follow.
Yeah, that's not PG-13 and that's not R.
With the fan account.
That's an NC-17 situation that she's got going there on Twitter. So, I mean, I guess good for her. I mean, she's got some attention out of this, but... In all honesty, she looks like the 8 billion other girls that are naked on the internet.
She's talking about empowerment through nudity, guys.
Hasn't that war already been won? I think, honestly, when Catch Me Outside Girl made $50 million, I think the war is over. It's like the war on drugs. Drugs won. The war on like nudity and like the female empowerment, again, the war is over. They won. Because you can make $50 million by just posting nudes online. I mean...
She's also going to be participating in the World Naked Bike Ride in Toronto.
Oh. As opposed to... Well, we didn't do the naked bike ride here in Portland, did we?
Yeah, got canceled this year, I think.
Yeah, they...
Didn't have enough volunteers.
They called it off.
Yeah. We had enough people willing to be naked, not enough people to wrangle the nudes.
I'm trying to find her account, though.
Well, on Twitter?
Yeah.
It is...
We'll see.
Guarantee the listeners.
Flex Appealer. See what they did there?
I do. Oops, not Flex a Peeper.
Appealer. Your favorite naughty girl next door, naked news anchor, writer, producer of Flex Appeal, the hottest naked workouts.
There she is. I just followed her on the fan account. I think she'll give us a follow back. Get all of our hot sports takes. Whoa.
Yeah, there's... Someone's saying, dads aren't offended, Rob. No. Dads have to pretend to be offended.
This is more than I bargained for.
I told you. Yeah, it's not cheeky nudity. It's...
Maybe I'm going to unfollow?
Yeah, I would say, I'm not sure you want to follow that on the fan Twitter account. It's a bit...
Yeah, I unfollow.
It's more than...
Clean it up, Isla.
It's more than you think. So again, is that female empowerment or is that just a lady that does porn and online? I don't understand how that's female empowerment, but hey, who am I? I'm part of the patriarchy anyways.
All right, we will wrap it up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.